a mean one.
Oh, it's not a Christmas party. It's a non-denominational holiday mixer.
Holy crap!
He's just like Santa Claus. Fat, jolly, loves cookies, and most people don't believe he exists. It's the Johnny B. Show Christmas Musical Spectacular.
Oh, damn. It's on. Best radio holiday intro ever.
Ever.
Got to give some love to Ian in our imaging department. He's the best of the best.
Yes, he is.
I'm just going to turn all the mics on because I think we have everybody here. Welcome. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and what's the other ones?
You don't have to do all that just because Anna's here.
I know. I just don't know who's here and what they celebrate.
Winter solstice?
Yes! Happy winter solstice. We should have looked this up. If we were a good radio show, we would have looked up all the holidays and had them ready. I'd just say Merry Christmas. I'm not real religious or anything, but I believe in the power of the holiday season and what it brings out in people.
Yes, sir.
I have a Christmas tree up in my house. It's damn beautiful.
Ant-free.
I know. I wish they would have had ants this year. I do. Not one ant. I was going to find one ant and then pretend it was possessed by Satan.
Yeah.
And hopefully get some sort of a gift card, but it didn't work out for me, so. Never happened. It is the Christmas Musical Spectacular of the Johnny B. Show. Welcome. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. And we're going to keep it real raw and real happy today. We'll have our normal benchmarks, as we always do. A little flashback to the Jameson Johnny Show from last week, because people loved it and they wanted to hear it again. So instead of throwing it on a best of, we'll do it live during this show today. Also, we have a very special holiday edition of Black or White. We'll be giving away tickets Monday Night Raw, and of course, we have tickets for Rock the Halls? Is that coming up?
Bret Michaels.
Yeah, Lita Ford. Hell yeah, dude. She gave me such a boner when I was in junior high school. Lita Ford, you're a little younger than me. So.
I may have been a fetus at that point.
No, not even.
Not even?
Yes. Oh, she was blazing hot, yeah.
I think I may have been a fetus.
But she did this like duet with Ozzy Osbourne. It was like all about like dying and stuff, but she made it sexy.
I remember Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah? He's still around, kind of.
The reality TV star, right?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that guy.
I'm not wrong.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. That guy over there is Ryan Adams, the executive producer of this bitch, and also the executive producer of the Ian Beckel Show. My partner in crime coming up on morning radio once again. We'll be covering the Mike Halta Show for two straight weeks.
Damn.
Unleashing the Beckles Bell Duo all over your face and ear holes, Tampa Bay, from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Coming up the 26th, all the way through, I believe, January 6th, Monday through Friday. So, yeah, enjoy, you bitches. On the phones, taking those phone calls, a holdover from the Cat Named Mo Show. 75 people left the studio. They left one behind. His name is Roland Mizell.
Hey.
How are you, pal?
I'm good.
You're over there devouring some deliciousness.
Oh, lobster pizza, my friend.
Today's broadcast is being brought to you by the delicious food of Gennaro's Italiano, St. Pete Beach, right over Rockaway, right? Rockaway, the thingamajig, the Pasta Grill.
That thing.
Next to that big hotel.
That one.
I can drive there with my eyes closed, but to say the address makes me all stupid. We'll get Marcello on here in a second. Also, Anna Hummel, one of the associate producers of this fine program.
Hello.
How are you, Anna?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
I'm great. I heard you a little bit when I was in my car last night leaving a fabulous private Christmas party I did a comedy show for. I heard you trying to fill in the funny part of the BDRS.
Trying.
I know it's a challenge when I'm not there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You did all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's hard to fill your shoes.
You're adorable.
Right?
Yeah, I wear size 13, so. Yeah, big old tires on this truck, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
And I'm hauling around you know what. my ass. Yes.
Oh, right.
Haley J's in the building. How are you, Haley?
I'm good. How are you?
I am dandy. She is one of our musical performers today. We brought in some of the best vocalists we've had on the show all year long to perform Christmas songs. Kind of an idea I threw together a couple of months ago. I really kind of wanted to do it on location somewhere. And then I talked to a couple of the higher-ups, and they were like, hey, Fatty, you realize you're really not anything. You're just a giant pile of poo-poo. There's no way you're going to get a venue for this. And I was like, how about a performance studio right here? And they're like, yeah, no. Why don't you just do it in the studio, you fat piece of crap? And I was like, all right, I can do that too. Thank you so much. So we have it here. Haley J is here, one of the sweetest, most sultry voices that ever graces this studio. And, of course, to compliment that voice, we also brought back maybe the smoothest voice that's ever been in a studio. We had a croon off a couple of months ago. It was it went almost viral on our SoundCloud. Yeah. Cameron Decker is here. What's up, pal?
How's it going, Johnny B?
Good. You're book solid. You do your, I guess, I don't want to say it's like a Bublé tribute show, but you do a lot of Bublé.
Absolutely.
Because you're very Bublé.
Yes. Sinatra, Dean Martin, Harry Connick. Don't forget those.
Yes, your standard Bublé, Harry Connick, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin kind of guy.
Absolutely. Except I don't get as drunk as Dean Martin at my shows, but.
No, you can't do that. Now, how do you book your shows? Is it mostly word of mouth at this point? Do you have the same clientele? Because, you, like I said, you're booked up. I've never seen an artist like yourself that's such a niche genre kind of guy that's got so many bookings.
Honestly, I go around to places, ask them if I could play there, and I stick to the same place. Like Middle Grounds, I've been there for over a year. Aqua Prime, I've been there for 4 or 5 months now.
Nice.
So, I mean, I basically keep my gigs, and they book me multiple times a week.
Now, what kind of people are coming to your shows? Is it mainly like your older kind of upper class? Hey, I was going to say your milfies and your gilfies are all like, oh, look at this beautiful young man singing with this beautiful young man voice and makes me feel all sexy on my insides.
Honestly, it's not just The Walking Dead. It's a mixed variety of people as well. You got young, gold.
Hell yeah.
Middle age.
Yeah.
Cougars, pumas, whatever.
Oh, nice. Oh, perfect. How can people find you? Let's get it out of the way right now if they want to have you come do a show for them.
You go to Facebook and type in Cameron Decker.
Yeah.
That's the best place. I do social media mostly, or you can reach me at 727-505.
Oh, my God. Oh, personal phone number's going over there. Sorry. Freaks me out.
Can I just bring up one thing?
What?
Cam brought in a special gift for all of us.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Can you explain what this is exactly?
It's warm liquid. It looks like a urine sample from one of the zombies from The Walking Dead. It's not bad. What is it?
Yeah, what is it exactly?
It's called Crotum. It's a special kind of herbal supplement. Crotum.
Oh, yes, okay. I love Scrotum. And what's in it?
It's a special kind of herbal supplement, and it basically helps relax you. It's good for chronic pain.
Oh,
and
nice.
If you have back pain, it's good for that, too.
I'm having back pain right now.
If you have high anxiety and you feel
I'm super anxious right now.
Look, Haley J and I were the guinea pigs before
you
guys got here. It's very good, actually.
Speaking of singing, my throat is, like, all sorts of blocked up, so
I'm
gonna try that.
You feel better already?
I think so.
Very, very nice. We also have winners from last week here on the show, special guest in studio. So we have a studio audience. We have singers in-house. We have prizes to give away. Black and White. We have Gennaro's on the beach catering the whole thing. It smells amazing in here. We'll get the music cranked up. We'll do social shout outs like we always do when we come back.
What? I forgot one performer that's coming in.
It was going to be a surprise.
It was. Well, we plugged it the last couple weeks.
All right.
Okay.
Grammy nominated. Yes. One of the best, not only performers I've ever met in my life, but one of the greatest singers and just beautiful people. And she's a local, and she's been on the show several times, and we're really good friends. Ari and, of course, her husband, Nick. Ari and the Alibis will be in here performing Christmas songs. And I got to tell you, I got a musical boner right now because of it. When we come back, social shout-outs. We'll show you the love that you show us via Twitter, Facebook, and everything else, Instagram. All of it's blowing up, and we have you guys to thank for it. So go ahead and jump on it at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio, at Creeper Chavez, at Roland Mizell. Show him some love too. Why not? Let's go ahead and throw it out for the rest of folks here. Is it at Cameron Decker? Is that it?
Yes.
Because I know you used to be like at Cam Music 111 bitch.
Or it's at Kickass Crotum too.
Oh, nice. Perfect. And at Haley _J?
Hey J _.
Hey J _. I knew that. Totally knew that. And at Ari and the Alibis, I believe, is their Twitter handle too. So go ahead, start tweeting it out. We will come back. We'll give you those shout outs and our first Christmas song. Why? Because this is the Johnny B Show Christmas Musical Spectacular here on 102.5 The Bone.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. Holy sh! He knows when you've been bad or good? Santa Claus might be the creepiest dude on the planet. Merry Christmas, I guess. Now back to the Johnny B Show Christmas Musical Spectacular.
What a whore!
Underneath the mistletoe last night.
She's pretty dirty!
She didn't see me creep.
Nope.
Down the stairs to have a peek.
Cause sluts are sneaky.
She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
Your mom likes fat guys!
Then I saw mommy tickle Santa.
Oh, tickle him, you whore! Mom's a whore. Welcome back to the Johnny B Show. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Today is our special Christmas musical spectacular. Musical guests coming in all throughout this three-hour extravaganza. And, of course, the whole room is filled with Gennaro's on the beach, our favorite Italiano restaurant. Thank you so much, Marcello, once again, for showing so much love to not only us, but the BDRS and the Cat Named Mo Show and the whole Bone, the whole restaurant, the entire kitchen loves us, and we love you guys. Thank you so much. In the meantime, we have to do what we promised the folks, Ryan Adams.
Because that's what we do.
We do stuff. Yeah, you're right. We told you we would do our little social shout-outs, and that's what we do. Right about now, it's time to give back the love that you give to us. A lot of these folks are here today. Some of our favorite listeners are in studio. We'll be talking to them throughout, like Christine and Merc Dirty and Jared and other folks popping in. I got him gifts. I know, right? Am I a sweetheart?
It's so fantastic.
I'm a sweetheart, right?
It's so...
Sweetheart.
It's so fantastic.
I
am continuously in awe of you. Are we gay right now?
We're totally gay.
We just became
boyfriends.
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to the show. Anna, you gotta reel us in when we do that.
I got you. Let's start.
Hey, Trucker Monica has something to say.
Uh-oh.
I haven't been shown any love in the last month. Maybe today at Johnny B Comedy, at Scrum Ryan Radio, at Hannah Humble, Creeper Travis, Roland Mizell.
I think you just solved that problem.
We love you, Trucker Monica.
That's what we do. We solve problems around here.
Yes, that's what we do. Problem solvers, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we love Trucker Monica. She's out there delivering whatever she's delivering, cross-country, doing the Lord's work. A proud American. She works 40-hour week for a living. I don't think singing's going to happen for me today. We love you, Trucker Monica. Thank you so much for listening.
Mark Carr.
Love
and Johnny B Comedy at Anna Hummel Radio. Thanks for another great show. Speeds up my workday at Johnny B Show at 102.5 The Bone.
Thank you, Mark Carr. We should have had him in here singing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, seriously.
The karaoke champion.
You're not just assuming he can sing because he's black?
Well, okay. No, it was totally because of that.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. All right, moving on.
At Big DMB Fan, that's Char.
Love her.
The Johnny B Comedy Christmas Musical Spectacular has begun.
Yeah.
Lots of emojis and then tags everybody.
Hell yeah, bitches.
I saw her last night. She is awesome.
Yeah, I saw a tweet with her and Heather B, two of my faves.
Hell yeah.
Kind of made me sad I couldn't be at the pub crawl, but they paid me a lot of money for that Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do besides, you know,
stand
do comedy? Up. No, but besides that.
That was it.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I mean, I hung out afterwards for like an hour and like kind of rubbed elbows.
What hung out?
Chris Vanderen Beal on Twitter. Can't wait. You in the morning on Christmas. It's Christmas early is what he said. It's going to be after Christmas, but thanks, man. Appreciate it. Ian Beckles and I, we love filling in, and it's a good time, as always.
Christine at Christine's, who is in-house right
weird.
Now.
That's so weird.
Watching the Johnny B Show at Onahomo Radio, at Roland Mizell, and Scrum Ryan Radio. Do the show. This is fantastic. Smiley face.
Hell yeah. Florida Rocco. I hear he's a comedian's comedian from Mo, and he has a primetime Saturday comedy show. Johnny B Comedy, and then he tagged some sort of a news radio tweet, and of course, 3 to 6 hours entertainment. Thank you, Florida Rocco, and thank you, Mo, for the compliment.
David Council, in studio, jealous, been at home with my thumb, well, been doing nothing. Miss what? You, Johnny B Show, Scrum Ryan Radio on Humble. I don't know.
What is he doing with that thumb?
I don't know, but there's some love for David Council.
I need another tweet. Merc Dirty, who is also in studio, time for
weird.
The Johnny B Show Christmas Music Spectacular.
All of our listeners are here.
All of us, and then a thumbs up, a heart, and a hashtag used incorrectly.
So sad. I got a follow from Joe Flood, whoever that is. What up, Joe Flood? Some sort of a, it's a computer account. Tim Hemp, I just asked Alexa to get me tickets to a Cat and Amo show's movie premiere, and she laughed at me.
That is the correct response.
Very rude.
Ben Renner, do we show him some love?
No, go ahead.
At Johnny B Showtime, best show ever with everybody tagged.
There you go. Thank you so much, guys. We will continue to like and favorite and retweet the tweets that deserve it. So thank you so much. In the meantime, let's get this Christmas spectacular kicked off with some music. Haley J, you ready to sing?
Yeah.
Look at her. She's got a little tripod for her phone. This is awesome. This is adorable.
She's professional.
I am going to crank you up. You said you have been battling some sort of crud all week, too.
Yeah, let's just see how this goes.
Thank you so much for coming in and under the weather and all that jive. I have your music queued up here, and we're going to try to get this thing going. This is one of my favorite old school Christmas songs, and I like the fact that we're doing some songs that that aren't the new weird wacky ones and all that stuff.
Right.
I'm kind of a nostalgic dude during Christmas time, even though I have lasers on the outside of my house instead of traditional Christmas lights, which I told my girl last night. I go, I think I want to buy some traditional ones too, because there's something about having real light bulbs around your house.
We were just talking about that. That's a new thing of everyone having those little, the one light that shines.
I have like five of them that's just all over my house.
You do?
Yeah.
You're one of those.
Yeah, it looks like I'm being attacked by the rebel forces outside my house. It's pretty
dope.
It's
so convenient, though.
Yeah, it is. It's easy because when I clean up, it's here's one or two things. When I clean up my Christmas decorations, it's going to take me like 5 minutes, or someone's going to steal them before Christmas, and then I don't have to do anything.
So win-win.
There you go. Yay. Is it a win-win? $300 out the window.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Cam Decker is going to join in on it.
Well, there's definitely going to be parts where I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, then we'll have a collaboration here.
Yeah. Made up my own words.
You made up your own words? You could do that when you're Cameron Decker, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. This is Santa Baby coming at you right here on the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 Real Raw Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'll turn up the volume. Stupid fat. Stupid dumb. Stupid fat. Okay. I got it. A little hard on myself. Sorry.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hell yeah.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible too. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas I haven't kissed. Next year, I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lie. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need that day. To a platinum man, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations, but at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. And I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh snap.
That was good. Haley J, that was more than good. That was phenomenal. Great job. I kind of got a little Christmas thing going on right now.
A little bit, man.
You know what I mean? You feeling festive?
I see that.
You looking at it?
That's impressive.
That's pretty good, right?
It's sequenced with your shirt and everything.
I don't want to brag.
Flows well.
I'm not trying to brag, but it kind of breaks all those fat stereotypes. Am I not right?
Pretty much. I'm impressed.
It's like a little baby in arm.
Maybe a little envious. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you should be. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's like a little baby arm trying to get out of there. Like, baby arm. Pants. No? We should take a break.
Let's do it.
All right. When we come back, more music. We have Cameron Decker in the house, one of the smoothest cats in all of local music scene here. You can find him all over the place. Look him up on Facebook, Cameron Decker. He is the crooner of 2016.
Pretty much. There
was an award, the Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay should have had the best crooner. He would have won it hands down.
Yep.
We'll be back with Cameron Decker singing. Also, coming up on the show, little flashback Christmas Jameis and Johnny show. We might do a Let Me Sell That flashback. And we're giving away tickets by playing Christmas Dish. Christmas Edition.
Christmas Dish.
Christmas Dish. I'm a Christmas Dish. I'm a talking man.
That's one.
Shut up.
One.
Black or white, we're going to do that. It's going to be Christmassy, and we'll give away Raw tickets or Rock the Halls. Is that the name of it?
That's what it is.
We'll be right back. It's 102.5 The Bones, Johnny B. Show.
Tis the season, mother. Welcome back to the Johnny B. Show Christmas Musical Spectacular. Yuck.
Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas. To have the blues, my baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Mother Night. Christmas carols by mother candlelight. Oh, please come home for mother Christmas. Please come home for mother Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's mother night. Friends and mother send salutations. Christmas, Christmas, my motherfucking dear. The time of year to spend with motherfuckers you love. Then won't you tell me you're never more motherfucking wrong? Christmas and motherfucking New Year, we'll find you motherfuckers home. There'll be no more sorrow. deck the halls, motherfucker. Everybody, grab that somebody real close and say, Merry Christmas, you dirty motherfucker.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show Christmas Spectacular, Christmas Musical Spectacular. That was me from 3.5 years ago. One of the first things I did as a member of 102.5 The Bone when I was doing the Midnight Meltdown 2 days a week from midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning with no co-host, really a producer that was very limited in his role, which was Tati Riley, who taught me pretty much everything I needed to get off the ground on from a technical standpoint and also the bare bones rules of radio, because I had no idea what I was doing. They kind of like gave me the keys I like to say letting a toddler loose in a Walmart that's completely empty. They're like, here you go, kid. Go make radio. Let's see what happens. And they were probably all standing back going, this is going to be like 2 weeks. He's totally going to kill himself. It's going to be amazing. But here I am almost 4 years later, still working here at 102.5 The Bone, which is a dream come true, Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
I do enjoy doing radio very, very much, as I have found most people in radio actually do it for the love of radio. A very small percentage make a living doing radio. But
whoa, now.
I love radio, and I love Ari, who just walked over here and kissed me and made my whole day. So this is the Christmas Musical Spectacular. If you just tuned in, we are doing music, Christmas music, all day till 6 o'clock. And, of course, we're going to squeeze in some of our normal benchmarks that we do here on the Johnny B Show all at the same time. Everybody is here and festive. We have listeners here. We have some of my favorite musicians, if not my favorite musicians of all time, in the building. Joining in with the Christmas fun, and of course making up for my lack of voice since I've been sick all week long. Hopefully I will have it cleared up by next week when we do our Christmas Eve show.
Every single time Ari's in the studio, you guys wind up doing a duet.
I know.
I don't think that's changing today.
I don't know, man.
I think it's changing.
I could barely talk yesterday. It was sad. It's been a real shaky week for me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I have some sort of new HIV that they haven't figured out yet.
That's depressing. Bro.
What? What? It really is. What? They're going to call it Fat AIDS.
They're going to make
it's going to be a brand new. Yeah. FADES. It's called FADES.
They'll make a Broadway musical about it in about 10 years.
I don't know. I know it's good for weight loss, though. Like, not that I've gained a lot of weight, but I gained a couple pounds back during Thanksgiving time there.
Yeah.
And it's all gone plus more. Like, I am the skinniest I've been since junior high school right now. Hell yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Until I dig into some Marcello's here. So it's Gennaro's. I always call it Marcello's. Which makes me sound super gay when I'm like, I'm going to eat some Marcello.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. It's going to happen. About to put this Marcello in my mouth.
Not the name.
Nope, not at all. We are doing, like I said, music from different artists that I love and appreciate. Cameron Decker, who had my very first and so far the only croon-off we have had on the Johnny B Show, which was an idea I came up with by talking to Cameron over the phone. He was a caller, and he very funny, very good caller. He does a character or two sometimes that you guys may recognize. And he challenged me to a croon-off. And you don't challenge Johnny B to a goddamn croon-off.
Some have tried.
They try and they fail.
Yes, sir.
Look, I may be this goofy, wacky comedian radio guy that flails his hands in the air when he does this thing, but comes down to it, I am a singer before I'm anything. I've been singing since I was 5. Just not today. My voice sounds like absolute poo-poo. Maybe if I found like a Barry White's Christmas song, I could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, baby. Lay your white ass on that bed. Does he have a song like that?
I don't think.
Did you say white or wide?
Yes.
No, it does.
That's what I thought.
Yes, I said that. Anyway, Cam, you are prepared to do some songs for us. Which would you like to sing first?
Let's do Blue Christmas.
Oh, you sexy bitch.
This is like a New Orleans style Blue Christmas.
Yeah. So. I don't want to find it. It's going to be good. I see white.
You have
Christmas.
To put the speaker on in here so that people in the studio can hear it a little bit.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to do things like that.
Oh, actually, I'm pointing out the wrong person.
Holly Jolly Christmas, Bubbly White Christmas. You sent blue Christmas to me, Ryan?
I did, sir.
Did you? That's
I
good.
Did.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. You know what you sent me? You sent me an order confirmation for...
You know what?
or something else.
I just forwarded you what I got from Mr. Cameron Decker.
Yeah, you did. No, you're grand champion, dude. Yeah. Sorry. Well, my name's Ryan Adams. I know how to do things. Let's say Blue Christmas and do something else, pal. How about Holly? You know what?
Holly yes. Jolly Christmas?
Yeah, sure, how dope would that be? Yeah. Look, this show is going to have some hiccups.
The Holly Jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow. Have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, I say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. I have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Play that blues guitar, Johnny.
I got it. I'm gonna hit this slide. Nah, I'm gonna save it. Don't mess with my face when I'm hitting these notes. Oh, get it, Cameron.
Oh, mistletoe's hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. I have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Damn.
AF.
If you're not in the mood now, I don't even – between Haley J and Cameron Decker, you guys have to be feeling pretty festive. You're out there driving around doing your Christmas shopping, and maybe you're in a little of a bah humbug kind of mood. Maybe you're a little like, blah, it's 84 degrees outside. That right there will put you in the Christmas spirit.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're all about here on the Johnny B Show. Let's go ahead and take a break, get to the top of the hour. When we come back, we have a Jameson Johnny flashback from last week. We'll do that, and we'll get into more Christmas music. And don't forget, coming up next hour, we are also giving away tickets for Raw coming up that we will be at, by the way.
Yes, sir.
And not in the ring, because that sounds very painful.
That'd be amazing.
I'm not. No.
Dark match.
I got into the Micro Championship Wrestling ring, and I got involved in the action last year.
Yeah.
But I'd be really afraid to be near gigantic dudes like that. So we'll be there, though, hanging out in the crowd with a lot of the Bone people. We'll give away tickets for that. And we have Rock the Halls with Bret Michaels and those other sexy people like Lita Ford. And there's another guy, too. Another Kip Winger. Oh, how did I forget Kip? Big Daddy Winger also in the house. All of them wear bandanas on their head because they're all very old. We will have those tickets when we play Christmas edition of Black or White coming up. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, more celebrities in the building. I believe I have spotted an Ari in the building. So stick around. Lots of Christmas music and all kinds of great fun stuff. Everybody, have that Yuletide thing and light some logs or what have you. It's the Johnny B Show Christmas Musical Spectacular.